are pleased to have the Democratic candidate Bill de Blasio joining us live. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Judy. How you doing?
I'm doing quite well, and I think I can honestly say it's pretty darn good to be you this morning. There's a new Quinnipiac poll out today. It gives you a 71-21% lead among likely voters. That's a 50% margin. Can you take a stab at why you think you're seeing such incredible support?
Well, it is. It's gratifying, and it's humbling. And I'll tell you one thing: I don't take anything for granted. Even though this is a wonderful poll, we've got over a month ahead, and we're going to work very hard. I think to your question, look, I'm talking about how tough it is for folks to make ends meet in this city. How much we are dealing with the tale of two cities I've talked about for quite a while now, the inequalities in the city that have deepened. And I think many, many people in this city across the partisan spectrum want an honest discussion of those issues, and they want to find out what we can do to make this city a city of opportunity again. And that's where I think the support is coming from.
Well, the same poll out this morning, the Quinnipiac poll, addressed the city's stop and frisk practice. 51% calling it excessive. Now, you have pretty much echoed that sentiment. So why and what would you replace it with to make sure that people who live in this city feel safe?
Well, we're going to make sure the city's safe, unquestionably. Thank God the city has seen 20 years of sustained progress on public safety, and we're going to continue that. But I want to tell you from the beginning, we have to get the relationship between police and community right. We have to get members of every community feeling comfortable sharing all they know with the police, including anything they know about potential criminals or weapons. So part of the problem with the stop and frisk era is it really froze a lot of the relationship between police and community. It made it much harder to have that kind of partnership and communication. So point one is we're going to make things safer because we're going to reopen that communication. Point two, we have so many powerful tools to keep crime down, 34,000 plus cops, obviously 1,000 of them on anti-terrorism duty, which has to continue. We have better technology than ever. We have better approaches and strategies like gang intervention. So we've got the tools to keep the city safe. Now we have to make sure the city is also fair and that people have that kind of comfortable communication with the police that we need to keep people safe for the long run.
All right, let's talk taxes. Governor Cuomo plans to introduce a package of state tax cut. But his plan, that could spell trouble for your tax hike proposal. That's the one to tax people making more than $500,000 a year to expand pre-kindergarten programs in the city. And that is because Albany has to approve all income tax changes in the state. What can you say to the governor to get him to go along with your plan?
Well, I have immense respect for Governor Cuomo. I worked for him for many years during the Clinton administration, and I understand his views. What I'm saying is the city of New York has a different set of needs right now. We're asking not for the state to act on our behalf, simply for the state to approve our right to make our own decisions. I think New York City has a right to make decisions like this. We need to tax the folks who are wealthy, folks who make a $500,000 or more, so we can fix our schools. And no one has the illusion, Judy, that the schools are in good enough shape, and obviously a huge number of kids are being left behind on a regular basis. We need full-day pre-K. We need after-school programs for middle school kids so they'll be safe and they'll be learning much more each day. And I think ultimately everyone in Albany will understand that the people of New York City are demanding this kind of approach, and that's what will win the day.
You've also sent a pretty clear message that lets Police Commissioner Ray Kelly know that he'll be out of a job if you get the job. So if you are elected, where are you going to get the replacement from? From the ranks, as the Quinnipiac poll found most city voters want, or from outside?
Well, I've always said that I prefer leaders. I prefer folks who run different agencies who are either from New York or have substantial experience in New York. There certainly may be some exceptions, but that's my broad rule. I do think it's time for Commissioner Kelly to move on. I think we need a different approach. I think there's some very, very talented police leaders in this city and beyond that we'll be looking at. And I have no doubt that we'll be able to find a police commissioner who's top flight to begin with, but on top of that can really implement a strategy of bringing police and community back together.
As you know, this past Sunday, there was a confrontation on the West Side Highway, a chaotic confrontation between a group of bikers and an SUV. It's made the news, the biker saying that they're not to blame, the SUV driver saying he's not to blame. I'd like you to weigh in on that, please.
Although I don't have all the facts, I can tell you this much, Judy. We I believe, are seeing a phenomenon of some of these motorcycle groups deciding to take over certain streets so they can perform their stunts and, you know, disrupt traffic, slow traffic in the process. And it's dangerous. It's really dangerous. And this confrontation is a byproduct of that. So we have to crack down on this. It's not legal to disrupt traffic in a group. It's not legal, obviously, to take the law into their own hands, as they appear to have done. So I think right now the police need tougher on this situation. If we need some new laws to address it, we should go ahead with that. But this is simply not acceptable behavior.
And listen, I could go on forever, but we are running out of time. So I'm going to ask you one last question. And this one is important. So think carefully before you answer. Mr. de Blasio, are you a Giants or Jets fan?
Well, Judy, the truth is what the public demands. So I'll be honest with you. I've addressed the baseball part of this equation, but I was born in Manhattan. My family's all from New York, but my parents moved to Massachusetts when I was 5 years old. That's where I went to school till I came to college at NYU. So I grew up with the New England Patriots, and I have to be honest about that, and I have a lot of a deep feeling for that team. I also have a lot of sympathy for Jets fans who have gone through a lot over the years. So even though I don't support their team, I have sympathy for them. To tell you the truth, I can only imagine. So that's the whole truth.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Mr. de Blasio. We've been speaking live with Democratic mayoral candidate Bill de Blasio. Again, thank you for your time, and have a good day. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much, Judy. Take care now.
You too. Winds News Time, 7:39.